Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This time around, it's from Gabriel who wrote
in. Yeah, we got a message from Gabriel who wants to know, am I being a Christmas jerk? So he says, yo, AM freaks. For yo. Christmas, I went out of my way to get my best friend a really nice bottle of whiskey, around $100. And I didn't just grab something random. I spent time in the store, talked to the guy behind the counter, and picked something I knew my friend would genuinely enjoy. Felt like a solid, thoughtful gift between two longtime friends. And I gave it to him, and he seemed surprised and taken off guard because he didn't have anything in return. Now, that's no big deal. He's usually the guy who's behind during the holidays. So a week later, I got my gift from him in the mail. It was a card explaining that he made a donation to a local charity in my name. There was even a receipt included.
Okay. Oh. Bottle of whiskey.
Thanks.
$100 bottle of whiskey. He gets a donation made in his name. All right.
Yeah.
All
so
right. I'm following.
Gabriel says, I was honestly kind of disappointed, not because I wanted something expensive, but because I didn't get anything physical at all, like no gift to open, no sense that he thought about what I might like. He took the easiest possible route in return, in my opinion. Gabriel seems pretty heated here. He's like, to make it harder, the charity he donated to isn't even something I personally support or would ever give money to myself.
That's just different.
Random charity. So it doesn't really feel like it represents me either. So Gabriel says, I've been complaining to my wife about it, but she also thinks I'm being too harsh. She says a donation in someone's name is a kind gesture that maybe my friend didn't know what to get me and that at least the money went towards helping people instead of buying more stuff we don't need. I think he was
just being lazy.
I know. That's total wife logic. She makes sense, though. That's the thing, is that makes total sense.
Don't you hate it when that happens, when the wife makes sense?
Yes, and Gabriel's mad. He wants to be heard.
Would you say he said the guy was being lazy?
I think he was lazy, yeah. And so he's like, I can't shake the feeling that Christmas gifts, especially between close friends, are supposed to be at least a little personal. Now, even something small or silly would have felt better than a receipt. I've got that Christmas irritation going on big time. Am I justified in feeling kind of peed off that my friend didn't make the effort?
Did he say pissed?
I feel bad. I know the little
He's
ears.
Pissed.
I know.
He's pissed.
But he didn't get me an actual gift when I put so much thought into his. So is my wife right that I should appreciate the gesture, let it go, and stop keeping score, or am I feeling a little justified?
Okay.
So Gabriel wants to know, whose side are we on, team lazy gift or team chill out?
I don't want to be on his wife's side. I don't want the wife to be right.
You never want the wife to be
I really don't, because, they generally are. We're going to open up the phone lines if you want to sound off about this. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Gabriel went out and bought his buddy a $100-plus bottle of whiskey. Very thoughtful gift.
Took his time.
His buddy, who is a lazy gift giver, it sounds like, turned around and made a donation in Gabriel's name to a charity that Gabriel's not even really involved with or has zero thoughts on, I guess.
Never mentioned.
Was that a jerk move? 303-691-1649. I will 100% say that was a wicked lazy move.
Yeah,
that was
a way lazy
move when you got a buddy that took the time to actually go shopping for you and get you some whiskey.
Yeah.
That's a really nice gift.
It is.
Between two dudes, you know?
And when you think of things that, like, people always talk about, they have too much stuff, like they don't need anything else, that is something you would need to replenish. So that is a thoughtful gift. Like, people usually need to refill their whiskey supply, right? Like, that is something.
That's really good. But then to turn around, you know what? It sounds like this guy did scramble.
Yeah.
And this was an afterthought. I'm going to make a donation in your name and send it off. But you think the guy would have even done a little research as to what his friend is into and what he supports, or know him better already.
I know, like maybe he was a big polar bear fan or something, right? Like he wanted conservation for the polar bears. And
am I the only one who's thinking, like, when people do this? Phone lines are ringing like crazy. 303-691-1649 if you want to sound off. I'm not a fan of doing this, just in general. Because to me, it does feel like a cop-out, and it feels lazy.
Really?
Like, I didn't have the time to go shopping for somebody.
Like, to donate to a charity
to donate
in
to
lieu
a charity
of a gift?
In their name has always been... I don't know. It just feels awkward to me, I guess. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It just always has felt
awkward.
What
if you like, what if they like adopt a giraffe in Africa or something, like, you know what I mean? And then you have a baby giraffe that you, is it that same thing on like along those same lines?
And again,
lines?
If like, I love animals. Okay.
Yeah, I know you
animals
do.
Are great.
Yes.
They're some of the greatest furry things. But like if somebody made a donation to like an animal shelter for me, I would be like, that's very nice, but not what I would have done.
Yeah.
I would have done something to help like kids or something, you know,
oh,
versus
okay.
the fur babies.
Yeah.
This is me personally. Here's Karen. Hi, Karen. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing really good. What are your thoughts about Gabriel's letter this morning?
So I think that in general, actually, gifts in someone's name to a charity are totally wonderful. I feel like we are in this world where, you know, we're trying to like reduce materialism and stuff and plastic, mm-hmm. and like people don't need more and more things. So I think it's a really great, thoughtful gift and actually a wonderful way to use money in a much more effective way. But the friend should have been a little more thoughtful with what the charity is. I think that's the key here. You can't give to whatever charity maybe the friend wanted. You really have to focus on what Gabriel would care about for that to be a meaningful gift.
You know, Gabriel said in the letter that this guy's kind of a last minute guy, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if he just did a blanket, like he had five people to buy for. So he's like, charity, 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 send them all out. You know, didn't even
and
think about
it. Gave him the same
it.
Receipts.
Yeah, like the it's a same donation. Thing. To me, this guy sounds like a little bit of a tool because he's not putting much thought into it. But
yeah.
I mean, I tried to argue with you, Karen, but I'm not. It's a nice yeah, thing to give to charity. It's nice. It is. Bottom line, right? It's nice.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to put you on. What was his scenario at the end, Katie? Team what and team what?
Team lazy gift or team chill out?
So you're on
the two
you're
options.
On team chill out.
Chill out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chill, bro.
Team chill out.
Karen, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right,
bye, Karen.
Here is Sawyer. Hi, Sawyer.
Hi.
So
how are you guys?
Well, we're doing really good. Whose side are you on here?
I'm on Team Lazy Gift. If he's supposed to be your best friend, he should have at least put it into thought of a charity that you would want to do. But the fact that it was just like a willy-nilly, like, yeah, that's lazy.
First of all, I love you that you worked in the term willy-nilly. Thank
yeah.
you for that.
He likes that.
Yeah, I appreciate the willy-nilly action. And, you know, like, how hard is it to go to a liquor store and reciprocate with a bottle of something for your buddy too, you know? It's
exactly.
It's pure laziness.
Oh yeah, it's pure laziness, like you said. It takes 5 seconds to go into like a liquor store, or even if you just got a gift card or a heartfelt card, those things make a big difference. First, hey, I just did this, here's your receipt.
Yeah. Do you feel like? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Katie.
Oh, just in the mail. Like he got the receipt in the mail. It's not even
there
like ripped, you know, wrapped in a nice gift bag or
there's
something.
There's no gift bag.
He just got the receipt in the mail. And
there was
that's
no
the
tissue.
Part, yeah, where I'm like the last minute really just screams in that situation.
Yep. All right, I have you down for Team Lazy Sawyer.
Yep.
Have a very Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas, guys.
Bye, Sawyer.
Later,
Sawyer.
Lazy. See you later.
That's my team.
Robert's on the line. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Hey, buddy. Whose team are you on?
I'm on Team Lazy. It takes 2 seconds to send a text saying, hey, what charity would you like to donate to? You know, this is what we do for Christmas. Or it takes a 5-minute drive to a liquor store, pick up a whiskey or wine or beer that you like and give you another gift instead of you just like, yeah, we're gonna do it in his name and he doesn't get a choice.
You know what? It also takes you 5 seconds if you're gonna be even be sending a text to know that your buddy loves Chick-fil-A or something.
Yeah.
And be like, hey,
exactly.
Here's $100 to Chick-fil-A, and they text you right to your phone and
they
give you
do.
The gift card, you know?
Yeah, you did that for my birthday, Jerry. You got me fried chicken.
That's right, I did.
You care.
I really do care.
You know me.
I donated to Chick-fil-A in your name.
You did.
Katie. I really did. So Robert, you're on Team Lazy.
I'm Team Lazy.
Okay.
Team Lazy is ahead right now. Robert, have a very Merry Christmas. Thanks, buddy.
You guys as well.
Bye, Robert.
We have two open phone lines if anyone else wants to sound off. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 is making a donation in somebody's name, kind of a D move. Feel free to sound off with JKJ. Here's Dana. Or is it Dana or Dana?
It's Dana.
Hi, Dana. Whose side are you going to be on?
I'm torn. I want to say I'm on team chill out because expectations in relationships, that's just lethal. It just is. You can't give a gift with an expectation or it's not a gift.
It's a line of the day.
That's deep,
bro. Love that.
Deep, bro.
And then also, if he had picked out a charity that he liked, it doesn't sound like that would be the game changer. You know, I don't know. But then Jeremy said something that made me remember, before I got divorced, my former mother-in-law, she did a donation when everybody else was opening gifts around the tree. And then she was like, oh, Dana, I made a donation for you. And I was like, yeah. Okay, got it.
Oh,
and it didn't feel good, huh? So everybody else was getting gifts and she made a donation in your name.
Yeah, she just did not like me at
all. Oh, I love it. This is juicy. Juicy.
I don't know.
What was the, can you say the charity or should we?
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. She put a donation of money into one of my kids' trust funds.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Okay, so but it went to your kid.
It was your kid.
It didn't even go to you.
Yeah, which was in. That's the whole point. I'm like the maker of the kids. That's all.
Right. They came out of you.
Where do you think they came from?
That's funny that she made a donation to your kids' trust fund, though.
Yeah.
Are you happy to see that marriage end?
Oh, yeah.
The size.
Yeah. Oh.
I had a hunch when you first started with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for calling us. What side am I putting you on? Team Lazy or Team Chill Out?
You know what? I cannot live my life by that marriage. I am Team Chill Out.
Heck
okay.
Yeah.
2-2 right now. Dana, thank you. Have a great holiday.
You're welcome. Bye.
Right, bye, Dana.
Here is Ishmael. Hi, Ishmael.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Whose side are you on here?
Honestly, I'd have to say Team Lazy. Earlier this year, I had personally taken a girl out for Valentine's Day, and I spent like $40 on her, and I didn't get anything in return. I just got like a simple thank you, no, you know, gift card, no small little gift or nothing. So, you know, it literally does take 5 seconds to ask somebody, hey, what's something that you would want as a gift?
Yeah.
So this was a girlfriend?
It was a long-term friend that I was trying to get with, but...
Okay. Yes. I don't know where to go with
so
this.
So you got her a gift and she didn't get you one?
Yeah, I took her out for Valentine's Day. Like, took her out to dinner, took her to see a movie, took her to Lookout Mountain, didn't let off. Mm-hmm. I got her some flowers.
Well, you were expecting something, weren't you?
I mean, a thank you or a card would have been nice. I would have settled.
I think you were looking for a little more than a thank you.
Lookout Mountain.
If you're going to Lookout Mountain, dude. Not going to lie,
when
Nick Nack and I were dating, we went to Lookout Mountain quite a bit. So.
Wasn't for gift cards.
No, it was to fog up the windows, sir. All right, but you are on Team Lazy.
Yes.
All right. Are you with somebody now, Ishmael?
I'm not.
Dang it. Well, I hope the new year finds you some sweet, sweet loving, all right?
I hope so, too. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Have a great holiday. Thank you for calling. Poor fella.
Hi, Ishmael.
I took her out and everything, and I didn't get nothing. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Jenny. All right, did you hear the message from Gabriel?
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Are you team lazy or team chill out?
I'm leaning team lazy, but my question is, can his friend, when he does his taxes, get a write-off from the donations that he made for people's Christmas gifts?
Oh, he probably
absolutely
can.
He
can. That's funny.
Because I don't think it works where Gabriel can write this off, can he? So
it's a
it would
gift.
Be the friend. Yeah.
He gets
what
a tax
jerk.
Break, too?
Jenny, that's sneaky.
Jenny, you made a really good point.
What a freaking jerk. So, he's like, I'm making $500 worth of donations here to various friends, and I'll write it off.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're on Team Brilliant?
I know, right? This just took a turn. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun. The plot thickens.
Really?
Yeah.
Lazy.
So you are on Team Lazy?
Yes, but it is a brilliant move.
It really is a pretty slick move, Jenny.
Gosh.
All right. Thank you for that fun conversation. We appreciate you.
Happy holidays, guys.
You as well.
You too, Jenny.
Bye-bye. You too, bye.
All right. We'll wrap it up with Erica. Hi, Erica.
Hi, guys.
You get the
good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for calling, first of all. You get the final say in Gabriel's situation.
Well, I was going to be kind of in the middle, but the more I think about it, the more I think lazy. I got a gift once, just recently, as a donation to a rescue that I support. So that was not a bad idea. I didn't need anything from that person, but she should have researched what she likes and do, you know, something in that name of rescue or nonprofit or something.
I agree with you. Yeah. Find out what your buddy's into, a cause that he wants to give to, at least. I mean, if you're going to do this, find out, you know, a good cause that your buddy's on board with.
Yeah. Right. And not just, you know, like my friend actually put it in a nice envelope and wrapped it up and handed it to me, as opposed to, you know, sending it in the mail.
Yeah, it was a presentation of it. So, yeah.
Right.
There was no gift bag and no tissue.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool.
Are you on Team Lazy then?
Yes, Team Lazy.
Oh, did Team Lazy win?
I have your vote, Erica. I will let you know on the phone. Team Lazy got 5 votes. Team Chill Out got 2 votes. So.
Yeah. Sorry, Katie. That happened. Yeah.
Oh, Katie's going to be fine.
I'll be fine.
Katie.
It's all good.
Erica, we appreciate you having us on in the morning. You have a great holiday.
Have an awesome day. You guys, too.
Thank you.
Bye.
There you go. There you go, Gabriel. I guess Gabriel's wife loses, which is what I was wanting at the beginning
of
this.
Which hardly ever happens.
But thank you for sharing your situation, buddy. Really appreciate it. And I don't know what to tell you, really, but your buddy screwed up, and hopefully he does better next year.
Yeah.
Might want to have a little conversation with him. So.
Start talking to him at Halloween, too, so he's ahead of the
right.
Yeah, ahead of the game.
Right, exactly.